Let's talk to the Kent County Trojans head coach, none other than Brendan Ireton. Hey, coach.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. So you took the weekend off as far as scrimmages are concerned.
Yeah, just decided to go with one scrimmage in the summer and just kind of, I guess we had some guys coming back in the right spot, so I'm pretty comfortable. Just wanted to be healthy going into the season and have some, just playing the summer differently this year.
So let's talk about the Kent County Trojans. How many people did you lose from last year?
We graduated, 12 seniors from last year's team.
Probably the lowest number across the whole Bayside.
Probably.
Yeah. So you've got to feel pretty good then about how the season's looking and shaping up for you as you start off next week against the Queen Anne's Lions at home and hosting Overtime Live for the very first time.
Yeah, I mean, although we only graduated 12, I mean, you probably think about, 8 to 10 of those guys are probably starters. So we did lose, a pretty good senior class, and so we are counting some younger guys to step up in that role. But just, it's the same thing for everybody else around the Bayside. Next week should be pretty exciting. It's first, like you guys said, first overtime live game there. And it's week one, especially after what happened last year, so it's going to be a pretty big matchup.
Talking with Brendan Ireton, head coach of the Kent County Trojans. And, coach, I guess offensively, the quarterback is back, right?
He's back underneath center, yes.
So, you don't lose much there. Who are some of the other people? I guess Green's going to be your workhorse from the backfield.
Well, yeah, we got a couple guys that are going to tote the ball this year. You have Daquan Seymour, and, of course, you got Mark Juan, and Mark Juan's going to be lined up in some slot, lined up in the backfield, doing a little bit of everything for us. We're going to expect Stevie Curran to do a little bit more and throw the ball. We're going to let him use his legs this year, too. So those guys will probably be doing the main ball carry. We had Tayshawn Lister's pretty good receivers coming back. You got a guy, Josh Frey, Thomas Filcher, some other receivers looking to step up this year.
Defensively, any changes?
We'll probably do some multiple looks up front, just try to switch it up and see, what our guys are comfortable in. I think we're this year, I think we got a pretty solid group of linemen, so we'll be rotating a lot of guys in there, just trying to stay as fresh as possible. We're trying to keep our guys playing one way as much as possible, just to keep fresh and kind of limit the injuries. So, Devin Thompson and Matt Strong, they'll be leading the way on defense, and Mark Vaughn Green kind of leading the back half. So those guys know what to expect, and they're definitely stepping up this year as leaders.
Coach, I want to go back to your quarterback, Stevie Curran, and I know that the one scrimmage that you had this year with your ties to Archbishop Curley was against the Friars on the Western Shore, but have you seen a maturation in him? Do you expect that he's going to be able to take a leap forward from his junior year to senior year? And with that said, how did he look against one of the better private school teams in the state of Maryland?
So he did a pretty good job. Actually, I thought, our offensive line, I thought, did pretty good in our pass protection against Curley. We went against Overly and City and did some pretty good things in pass protection. Obviously, scrimmage, you want to see some things you improve on, but I thought Stevie played, ran the offense pretty well. I think he definitely showed the ability to also run the football. He took the whole spring off and concentrated on football to get ready, and I think he's definitely stepped up as a leader this year, and he's definitely making some plays on his own that he probably wouldn't have in the past. So I think so far he's looked, very good and going on his schedule.
When you take a look at Queen Anne's and the Lions facing them at your place this year, knowing that you beat them last year there at their place, what kind of challenges do the Lions present for the Trojans this year?
I mean, Queen Anne's is a very well-coached team, and they're always going to come ready to play and preparing to play. I think they also bring a lot of depth compared to some other teams where, with us being a 1A school and not having a JV, we have a smaller size, which could be just a problem. But, they're going to be very well coached and well prepared, and they got some guys coming back. I know Tyler Bonners looks pretty good this off season, seeing him at the scrimmages, and he leads that defense. He's pretty strong. So, and their offense, I think they got a quarterback that can run the ball, and they've done some pretty good things on offense. So we'll see what they're going to be good. So I'm not downplaying anything.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about that first game because it's a mixed bag. I know you've got a lot going on there. Obviously, it's the first game of the year, and you've got 9 others after that. But that said, certainly you've taken the program to heights it hasn't seen in a long time. And a win over Kent County for a second straight year, especially at home, defending your home turf, would obviously say a lot about your team and would certainly, again, show, hey, we could beat the quality opponents out there. We, you know, we're not just beating teams that are lesser than us. We're beating teams as good, if not better than us. How do you go into this game, and how are the kids responding? Is it a situation where you're having to keep emotions level because it's only one game, but at the same time, it's a big game because Queen Anne's has been a perennial North power for many a year?
Yeah, to be honest, our guys are really focused. We've had a really good summer, and they've just kind of taken it one day at a time. And that's been the focus. Our coaching staff has really been stressing to the guys to finish each drill, finish each play, finish each practice. We've gone against more teams like that is great because, you know, the ultimate goal is get back to the playoffs and do it further than what you did the year before. And with our schedule, I feel like every week it just counts. It just makes each week even bigger when you come looking at playoff points. I think our kids, honestly, they've handled it pretty well this summer, and I'm excited to see what their how they're going to respond next Friday night.
So they're not going to be too worked up over one game?
I mean, it's the first Friday night game of the year. They're going to be pumped up, excited, ready to go. Those Queen Anne's. So just whatever team can limit that overexcitement and come prepared, the most prepared and more focused will be the winner.
You mentioned playoff points. I think you're the first coach to ever mention playoffs on the preseason show outside of us, and I love to hear it. So my question for you, Coach, is what is the prediction for the Trojans this year?
It's like I said, we're going to take it one day at a time. I mean, the ultimate goal, I believe, for everybody is to make the playoffs. But with our schedules, we play more 2A teams and 1A teams, and so you constantly got to be competing. And if you want to compete against the Cambridges, the Perryvilles, Havre de Graces, and then you got the Fort Hills. I mean, you got to, if you want to play a playoff game, you really just got to, you got to play good every week in and week out and just keep working your tail off despite what happens.
But, of course, you're also playing those 2A teams, and when you beat them, you're benefiting from the points as well.
We are, but I think this year our schedule's a little bit tougher than what it's been in the past. So, I'd much rather play that because, and you know, the guys, they know they got to get up each week, and there's no weeks off. It's just fun. I think it's fun to be able to sit there as a coach and kind of watch how the team matures their season and keep track of how the playoff race works out. I mean, it's an exciting time of the year.
Taking a look at that schedule, of course, you open with a home game against Queen Anne's. Then the following week, you're at Washington, at Colonel, and then you have Cambridge at home, then at Easton, home against Decatur, at North Carolina, at Snow Hill, at our home with Arcadia, and home with Falston. You've got some tough ones in there, but it also looks like, I mean, in the 1A, if history speaks for itself, I mean, 5 wins and you're in.
Yeah, but, you know, looking at some of the other 1A teams with, you know, in the upper Chesapeake, you got the lower division upper Chesapeake hasn't been as strong as recently. So I think it's been a 5-man race last, but you could see, honestly, a 6-man race this year with the way things have been working. So, you know, Perryville's playing an easier schedule. Owen Manor's got an easier schedule. And then, you know, Havre de Grace brings back a lot, too. And, of course, you got, you know, Cambridge and us and and from what I'm hearing, I guess I'm guessing Colonel's going to look a little bit better, and their schedule looks like they could earn some points. So, I mean, honestly, who knows what could happen? You know, you never know. Joptown's always a pretty good team, so I think the 1A can be very competitive this year.
We'll ask you, like we asked Coach Griffith from the Easton Warriors, who's the team to beat in the Bayside this year?
The team with the better record at the end of the season.
Oh, come on, Coach. Hey, well, listen, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Best of luck, and we look forward to talking to you week in and week out throughout this upcoming football season.
So do I.